The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you should call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might. So you pray. For you really do expect that your Lord will act, that there is a blessing to be had from the King of Glory. Not if he so wills, but because he so wills. In fact, he's already knocking on the door. So let him in. Let him help you by his might. We are let in on great mysteries today. I say mysteries because the martyr Ignatius said that there were three things that escaped the notice of the prince of this world: our Lord's virgin conception, his holy birth, and his saving death. Secrets crying to be told, the good bishop said, but wrought in God's silence. The devil missed all three, for all he knows is power, force, coercion. But as God whispered to Paul, power is perfected in weakness and some messiness too. God's great mysteries, though, have not escaped you. For your Jesus said, "To you has been given the mysteries of heaven's reign." Messy though they be, Matthew states it so matter-of-factly. Mary was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. The virgin had given her fiat, "Let it be to me." And the word was made flesh within her. He who was and is the eternal Son of the eternal Father was in the womb of a girl from Nazareth. She had become the ark of God's new covenant by which he would save us from the sins which weigh us down and breathe life into the dead. Not just bring a little merriment into an otherwise dark and often gloomy world, a little diversion, some holiday cheer, but a whole new way of experiencing this thing called life. Indeed, redefining it altogether. For what begins with that most blessed Virgin ends with you. For the Apostle would say, oh, that Christ be formed in you, so that there is nothing more to be had, unwrapped, unraveled, than that holy child, whoevermore has the DNA of a handmaid of low estate. Alpha and Omega, the source, the ending, he. But as you heard, it got messy, fast. For the Virgin, pregnant with the hope of the world, was engaged to a man named Joseph, and the two had not discussed the virgin birth, had not talked about Mary being with child from the Holy Spirit. It's one thing to read a sacred text penned by some ancient seer, and it's something else when it's your fiancé who is with child, and you are not the dad. What is to be the end of all this, Mary does not yet know. But she does not need faith to know that a miracle is growing within her. It's Joseph who needs to act, to do. Do not fear to take Mary as your wife and name her child as if it were your own. Jesus is your own, your child, your love, dearest friend to me. He says, I do, and calls him Jesus, as the angel said. What about you? What do you now need to do? Both Mary and Joseph heard an angel say, fear not. For Mary, it was a fear not to be the mother of God's Son. For Joseph, it was fear not to live on the word announced only in a dream. That a mystery was in the making that would take years to unfold, and of which he, in this life, would not see the ending. Kind of like Abraham and all the prophets of old. St. Matthew doesn't say whether Joseph believed or not. His job was to obey. Faith would follow, as it did for the apostles when first called by our Lord. And you who are told, do this for the remembrance of me. Do this so God remembers Jesus and lets his kingdom come. Here you are doing what Joseph did so that God can unpack his mysteries for you. Mary had the womb. This is the carpenter shop. This is where your Lord Jesus sits on your lap, throws his arms around you and says, I love you. I really do. Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Your Lord says to you, as he once said to the king, let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. Ask for a sign that deep and that high, because that is where Jesus has gone for you. To the depths of your despair and to the heaven of your hopes, where he lives and reigns as Lord of all. Ask for the sign that is Jesus, God for you, God with you, God in you. The sign that God is moving into your life. you didn't move into God's life. God moved into yours, as he moved into Joseph's. Let him share every part of it. Here is he whom Mary bore and Joseph raised, he of whom angels sang and shepherds held with their own hands, dirty nails, matted hair, bad breath and all. Ask a sign of the Lord your God and spell it Emmanuel, Rose of Sharon, Great I Am, Bright and Morning Star, Christ, who shares with you this day all that he is, all that he has received from his Father, including the glory for which he pleaded repeatedly in prayer. Naughty or nice, nothing is held back, nothing omitted, nothing deferred. And it doesn't grow old or go out of style. For your Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Here the plea of the psalmist is fulfilled. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Here he gives you his life. In your mouth, on your tongue, the most precious gift imaginable. So call on his name and take in his love of you. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.